This is a body scan meditation from Chapter 11 in the Practicing Happiness book. This exercise takes about 20 minutes. As much as possible, it's best to practice it without interruptions. If you live with others, ask them not to disturb you for the next 20 minutes or so, and silence your phone. Wear loose, comfortable clothes. You may find it helpful to have a sweater or a blanket handy to stay warm. To begin, find a place where you can lie on your back in a comfortable surface, such as a bed, a carpet, or a mat. Allow your arms to rest alongside your body with your palms up, and relax your legs as best you can. Your feet may fall away from each other. Gently close your eyes and give yourself a few moments to settle into this position. If you prefer, sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, your back supported, and your hands resting in your lap. Some people like to lie on the floor with their feet and lower legs resting on the seat of a chair. This position relieves pressure on the back. Now, bringing your attention to the breath going in and out of your body, however that's happening in your body right now. Notice the sensations in your abdomen as you breathe, rising and falling, expanding and contracting. There's no need to change your breathing in any way. Just notice it as it happens, one breath after another. And now, before we go any further, remember that you're not trying to achieve any particular state by doing a body scan. You may get relaxed, or you may not. You may enjoy it, or you may not. You may feel many sensations in your body, or only a few. All of these experiences are normal and perfectly okay. Your goal is to focus your attention on each part of the body in turn, bringing your awareness to whatever is happening in each moment, and accepting it as it is. As we proceed, see if you can let go of judgments about whether your body and its sensations are good or bad or right or wrong. You're not trying to change your body or how it feels. You're not trying to create sensations or get rid of them. Instead, allow your body to feel just as it feels in each moment. As best you can, adopt an attitude of friendly curiosity and interest about the sensations in your body, as if you were an explorer in new territory. Your mind will wander off now and then. This is normal. The goal is not to rid your mind of thoughts. When you notice that your attention has drifted, gently bring it back to observing the sensations in your body. Some of your thoughts may be judgmental ones, criticizing yourself or the exercise, telling yourself things shouldn't be the way they are and should be different. If you notice judgmental thoughts, simply note and label them. Say to yourself, "Ah, there's thinking," and gently return your attention to observing the sensations. And now shifting your attention down to your feet. Observing your feet both together or one at a time, whichever you prefer. Noticing any sensations that are present in your feet right now. If your feet are warm or cold, itchy or sweaty, or anything else, observing the feelings. Noticing contact with your shoes, your socks, the floor, or whatever your feet are touching. Directing your attention throughout your feet, your toes, heels, the soles of your feet, the skin, the muscles. If you don't feel anything in your feet, then just noticing the absence of sensations. Not trying to make your feet feel different, just observing how they feel right now. As best you can, refraining from judging the sensations as good or bad, right or wrong. Instead, accepting them as they are. And now, as best you can, staying mindfully aware of your feet, while also paying attention to your breathing. Seeing if you can notice your feet and your breathing together. And now, shifting your attention up to your legs. Slowly moving your attention through your ankles. One at a time, or both together, whichever you prefer. And gradually shifting up to your lower legs. Your knees. And your thighs. Noticing sensations of contact with your clothes, the floor, or the chair. Observing sensations on the skin and within the muscles. If you're thinking about your legs, for example, thinking that they're too fat, too thin, too short, or that they're very shapely or nice and strong, see if you can let go of the thoughts and return to just observing the sensations in your legs as best you can. Now expanding your awareness to include your legs, your feet, and your breath all together. Your attention may shift back and forth a bit. This is okay. Just observe what happens. If you like, imagine that when you breathe in, the breath flows all the way down into your legs and out to your feet. Then it flows all the way back up when you breathe out. And now shifting your attention to the lower part of your torso. Moving your attention slowly through your hips and pelvis. Your lower back. And your lower abdomen. taking your time and noticing all the sensations that are present. If you find yourself thinking about or judging this area of the body, for example, thinking that it's unattractive, weak, or flabby, remember that those are thoughts. Gently let go of the thoughts as best you can and return to feeling the sensations that are present. And now gradually moving your attention up through your back, your chest, and shoulders. Observing the sensations that are here. As best you can, adopting an attitude of friendly interest and curiosity as you observe. And now, expanding your awareness to include both your torso and your breathing. Observing the sensations in your torso while staying aware of your breathing. If you like, imagining that your breath flows into different parts of the torso, such as the hips, the back, or the shoulders. At any point during this exercise, you may feel urges to change your position, stretch a muscle, scratch an itch, or rub an ache. If this happens, observe the urge closely for a few moments. See if you can adopt a curious and open-minded attitude about the nature of the urge. Where do you feel it exactly? What does it feel like? Are the sensations changing or staying the same? If you decide to act on the urge, do so with mindful awareness. Observe how it feels to move your body, stretch a muscle, scratch an itch, or rub the ache. Notice how your body feels afterward. And now, slowly, moving your attention through your arms and hands, one at a time or both together. Noticing all the sensations that are present. Observing all the way down in your fingers. In your palms, in your lower arms, and in the elbows. And shifting gradually up to your upper arms. If you can't feel anything in a particular spot, then just noticing the absence of any sensation there. As best you can, letting go of judgmental thoughts and simply observing the sensations. And if your mind wanders off, gently bringing it back. Now expanding your awareness to include your arms, your hands, and your breathing, all at once. Your attention may shift back and forth a bit. This is okay. As best you can, observing the sensations in your arms and hands while staying aware of your breathing. If you like, imagining that when you breathe in, the breath travels down through your arms and out to your hands. And when you breathe out, it comes back the other way. At any point during this exercise, you may have unpleasant feelings of boredom, restlessness, worry, impatience, or anything else. This is completely normal. It doesn't mean that you're doing the exercise wrong or that it isn't working. As best you can, notice these feelings without judging them and without judging yourself as good or bad. Gently return your attention to sensations in the body. You may notice an urge to quit this exercise and do something else. Perhaps you're having thoughts that it isn't working, you don't see the point, it's no fun. Remember that these are thoughts. As best you can, allow them to come and go on their own while continuing with the exercise. You may also notice pleasant thoughts and feelings. Perhaps you feel relaxed, calm, peaceful. Perhaps you're feeling pleased to be doing something helpful for yourself. Remember that these are also thoughts and feelings. As best you can, allow them to come and go on their own while continuing with the exercise. And now shifting your attention slowly up your neck, feeling all the sensations there. Moving your awareness into your head. Exploring all the regions of your face, taking an interest in any sensations that are present. Allow your attention to include both your breath and your head. If you notice thoughts or judgments about your face or head, letting go of them as best you can. Focusing on simply noticing the sensations that are present. If your mind wanders, remembering that this is normal, everyone's mind wanders, and then returning your attention to the sensations in this area. And remembering to breathe. Now expanding your awareness to include your breath and your entire body. Letting go of expectations about how your body and breath should be. Accepting them as they are right now. And now, as the exercise comes to an end, remembering that you can practice mindful observation and acceptance of the sensations in your body at any time throughout your day. Whenever you feel stressed, unfocused, or confused, mindful awareness of the body can help you come back to the present moment. The bell will ring in a few more seconds, and that will be the end of the exercise.